been living contrast, you have created very strong individual, you could say, energy vortexes that when you come together collectively like this and we tap in to that which is Abraham, that which is Source, that which is all that is, the potential of alignment is huge. That's what we mean by energy vortex. Coming into alignment with who you really are, with the power of that which is you. Seeing the world moment by moment by moment through the eyes of your total self.
Okay. And what's the fastest way to be in the alignment?
Well, we'll come back to that in just a moment. Esther said to us early on, Jerry and Esther, they lived in Arizona when they first tapped into us. And they were surrounded by people who were talking about energy vortexes. And Esther had not ever heard the expression, nor had Jerry. And then someone said there were energy vortexes in Sedona. And Sedona was only a 2-hour drive from where they were living at the time. And so they drove to Sedona with the intention of finding one of those energy vortexes. And Esther said to us, it was in the very early days of her interacting. In fact, we weren't even speaking through her in this way. She was receiving the information through the typewriter. And Esther said, what can I expect from this energy vortex? And we said, you can expect that whatever you're feeling will be amplified. Because the energy vortex, in this case, it was a physical location where the construct of the land actually allowed the energy to move faster. Now, we have to say to you, we wouldn't go running around looking for energy vortexes. But there's something nice about being on a ship is a wonderful energy vortex because there is so little that is around you that is contradictory in nature in terms of land mass and population and thoughts. So what Esther noted, so we said, whatever you're feeling will be amplified. Esther had a very slight headache that when she sat on the side of that mountain became a very big headache. In other words, when you situate yourself in an energy vortex, if you are in alignment with the energy of it, you flow with it and you feel a vitality beyond description. If you're out of sync with it, the energy vortex can sort of beat you up just a little bit, you see. So now that leads to this next question that you're asking, which is a wonderful one. How do I apply myself to the vortex? How do I become a vibrational match to it? And we say the same way that you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on under any conditions. You reach for the best feeling thought you can find from where you are. Mm-hmm. You can't demand yourself to be up to speed with this source energy. You just can't demand it. You can only do the best that you can do from wherever you are, and that's good enough. So you just reach for the best thought that you can find from where you are. You just have to care about how you feel. And one of the nice things about an energy vortex is, it's sort of like our first friend was talking about today, where if you're oblivious to your emotion, the sensation of the faster moving energy makes a stronger awareness. In other words, you can actually feel physical, visceral sensations. Are you aware of what we're talking about? Let's goose the energy up a little bit. Put your feet flat on the floor and put your hands just sort of loose in your lap or down at your side a little bit. And just focus upon the rhythm of the ship. Let the vibration of the ship's engine be what you're focusing on just for a moment here. And listen to our words just softly. We just want you to realize that you are source energy beings who are in alignment, maybe, maybe not in alignment, doesn't really matter. Wherever you are is just fine. You're doing just fine right where you are. And there isn't something that you should do that's different than what you're doing. There isn't anything that you should have done that's different than what you should have done. You're in a perfect place right here and now to be full receivers of source energy. In fact, you've done a very good job of positioning yourself. Feel good about what you've done. Feel good about bringing yourself here. Feel good about the decisions you've made and the way you've pulled this off. Feel good about that. And feel pleased that you managed to get yourself here for this reason of alignment. And now focus just softly upon this magnificent planet and the well-being that it is. And think about the stability of this planet turning in its orbit and this magnificent body of water that you are moving across, and the perfection of all of that, the stability of this planet, just has to be something that you feel awareness of. Think about this cruise line and the gathering together